Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to this small ceremony, but very important ceremony for the United Nations. The Secretary General will be shortly designating Lang Lang as the latest UN messenger of peace. Mr. Secretary General, please.
Thank you, Undersecretary General Peter Lowinsky Tiefenthal. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the media. This is a very special day for the United Nations. I'm very grateful and impressed by such a big turnout of journalists today. When I had the press conference, and not as many journalists have participated. When we have Lang Lang today, this is a fool. You know, this hall is a fool. Thank you very much for your participation. Lang Lang is one of the most exciting and accomplished musicians of our time. He has performed for world leaders and worked with some of the greatest orchestras and maestros. We all saw him play at the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics. But he has also used his art and ability to inspire audiences to improve the lives of children everywhere around the world. For the past 10 years, Lang Lang has served as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. We are thrilled that he has agreed to expand his work as a United Nations Messenger of Peace. Messengers of Peace play a vital role in sharing what the United Nations does and why it matters. Lang Lang will work with us on one of my biggest priorities, global education. My Global Education First initiative focuses on three goals. First, getting every child in the world in school. We still have 57 million children, school-aged children out of school. We have to bring them all back to school. Improving the quality of education and also fostering a global citizenship. Lang Lang is a true global citizen. I understand that he first became interested in the piano in a most unusual way, as a three-year-old watching Tom and Jerry cartoons. You have come a long way. Music has the power to open hearts and minds. Through his playful spirit and profound talent, Lang Lang connects people not only through his music, but also through his passion to build a better world through education. I know Lang Lang's message will strike a chord from symphony halls to school halls. It is with great pleasure and pride that I designate Lang Lang as a United Nations Messenger of Peace. Lang Lang, congratulations and great work for the peace of the world.
Thank you.
We need this one. Yes. This is the right?
Okay, yes.
Right. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. I wish you all the best and great work for peace. Let's work together.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your Excellency, Mr. Secretary General, distinguished representatives of the United Nations, members of dear press, ladies and gentlemen, I'm truly humbled today, Mr. Secretary General, to receive this unique pin. And with it, the great honor of becoming a messenger of peace of the United Nations. Enjoying the 11 distinguished messenger of peace, I pledge to do my best as I travel around the world to bring awareness to your global education first initiative. Children and music are my passion. I hope to motivate children to have dreams. I intend to address symbols, communities, and organizations, as well as through the Long Long International Music Foundation, to the importance of improving the lives of children through education. In addition, I will focus on fostering global citizenship, promoting respect and responsibility across cultures. Education is key to development. Our youth are the leaders of tomorrow. We must give them the necessary tools to reach their goals in life and make their dreams come true. Mr. Secretary General, it will be my distinct honor to play that role. With your kind permission, I would now like to play a short piece in honor of this special occasion. It's the Chopin Waltz number one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Secretary General. Thank you so much, Lang Lang. And the newly designated messenger of peace, Lang Lang, is ready to take a couple of questions. Thank you. Please. Thank you. Do we have a microphone?
Oh, yeah, Lang Lang. It's Pamela Falk from CBS News. And as president of the UN Correspondents Association, we welcome you here and congratulate you.
Thank you.
My question is, what will your focus be and what countries will you travel to first? And how are the UN acoustics?
It's actually my third time playing in UN, and the last times were in the General Assembly Hall. This is more cozy. It's really, really great place. Of course, I will also quite looking forward when the new hall opens. The goal for me as a messenger of peace will be focused on global education. The first trip we're still working on, but I hope I will have a chance to go with Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, together to visit the country and to see what we can do to bring better result into that region or that country. Mr. Ban Ki-moon said that we want every kid to have a proper education, and I think that will be my goal as well.
Lang Lang, thank you very much. It was beautiful. Edith Lederer from the Associated Press. You have an incredibly busy schedule as it is, performing and doing other things. How are you going to find the time to fit in this extra work as a messenger of peace and in the priorities in what you're doing now? Where does being a messenger of peace rank?
Yeah, I must say that for the last 10 years, I had a great privilege to work with UNICEF, we always find time because this is so important. Obviously, playing concert, it's one thing, but to give back to the society, I think it's even more important as a human being. And to work with United Nations now, it just feels so honored. I mean, I'm really overwhelmed. Last night, I couldn't sleep. To think about it, I hope it's a lot of a great responsibility for me to learn and to face, and hopefully that I will learn a lot from other great messenger of peace, such as Daniel Barenboim, George Clooney. quite different, yeah. maybe even we can work together to focus on education issues. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. My name is Masood Hazar. I represent Daily Dawn newspaper of Pakistan. I'd like to know from you, would you consider at any point in time visiting Syria and entertaining children in the conflict zone of Syria where they really need some sort of relief? Would you ever consider that?
In a past, with UNICEF, I've been to a few places played music, and sometimes we don't even have a piano, so we bring a keyboard, and it was the most touching experience for me, to see the children who never seen piano in their life before, and to start playing the piano with me together. I'm sure that in the future, in the very near future, there will be come up with a lot of missions, and I'm sure some of the missions will focus on the issues, and I would, when the time comes, I would love to do it.
Mm. Hello, Raghid Adargham with Al Haya. I understand that you have the Lang Lang Foundation. So how are you going to, or do you plan to merge some of the activities? What will be the priorities? And what are you doing? And what are your priorities for that foundation?
Yeah. Actually, the Lang Lang International Music Foundation was founded 5 years ago. And now we are starting to not only training the great talent of students, what you call the next future the musicians, but we are also starting to work with different schools. And this year we start 2 schools in America, and we are setting up a new kind of collaboration to setting a new kind of a method to educate the kids who never had a music background, and to see what we can work together to create an easier access to inspire kids. So now, you know, it's our first 3 months. Now it begins, the program. And I will visit them in the spring, and we will see how we can expand that ideas to a much bigger system in the USA and also rest of the world, including my home country, China, obviously. So in a way that there are many ways to bring music education together, and we are trying to find how do we going to work with this very important education initiatives that UN have been established a year ago, and to see, you know, what are the synergy we can look into it together. So obviously we need a lot of help, you know, from many, many friends around the world in order to make a even more, even better result. And as we all know that one person, it's just one person. And you know, we no matter how talented we are or how small we are, it doesn't really matter. It's really the synergy which brings people's heart together that changed the world.
Michael Barris of China Daily, USA. I know you're used to being on world stages as a musician. I'm just wondering, how special is this for you to be given this assignment as a Chinese person? And do you see this as a way to help perhaps raise China's profile as well?
Yeah. I mean, China become a very important global player as a country. And I think that especially the next generation of Chinese, you know, my generations, we would like to be much more open to work with different parts of the world. And I think United Nations, this gives me the perfect platform to start looking into that. And I obviously, you know, it's a great honor also as a Chinese, you know, to be the first Chinese messenger of peace. It's given me a tremendous pleasure to stand here, stand up here today, and I really hope that I can take the challenge and to really find the more meaningful ways to work with people and to work with myself as well. Yeah.
My name is Joanna from People's Daily. Could you share with us what challenges or difficulties you have encountered as the messenger of peace?
Yeah, I mean, from the challenge from the past as a UNICEF ambassador, I know that it's one thing to visit them to learn, you know, the issues, but how to deliver the result is always actually much bigger challenge for all of us, because there's a millions of ways of delivering things, and we just need to find the best way and the best effective way. And also sometimes, you know, some places need, you know, have a kind of a different visit. You know, some place maybe you go there, you really go in there to inspire, you know, the children to play some music, to bring other kids in, you know. But some places are really need the money or really need the funding. And what we do normally is to find to go to another place, like in the bigger international city to do a big fundraiser. So that's why, you know, my foundation also start working on that, because we know that just talking is useless. You know, it's good to set some kind of a target or some goals, but if you don't have the people, if you don't have the funding to do it, it just that will never happen. You know, so that's why I think the challenge will be how we balance that, knowing the problems, and starting working on the budget, start working on the volunteers, personnel, and then to achieve it, you know, as a team effort.
Joseph Klein, Canada Free Press, and thank you for coming and for
your
accepting this position and your beautiful performance. My question is really, what inspired you to select the Chopin Waltz for this occasion?
Yeah.
It was very beautiful and very lively. I'm just wondering if there was any particular thought that you had in making that selection. Thank you.
Thank you. For me, I think it's a very peaceful piece. Messenger of peace. This piece is kind of, no matter you like classical music or not, Chopin's always the composer that brings people in to classical music. And this piece is one of the most kind of, what do you call, universal kind of works type of piece that you just listen to it. It brings you the joy and wonderful, joyful feelings as well. So for me, I thought it was a good piece to wake up everybody.
Hello, Michelle Nichols from Reuters. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You've said that education is going to be your focus. Are you hoping to maybe do some joint work with Malala Yousafzai from Pakistan? And if you have time, we'd love to hear another song.
That's interesting. The room become hot now, okay? I actually had a great privilege to meet Malala 2 weeks ago when we had a first initiative education event, 1 year anniversary. So I was deeply touched by her mind and by her way of feeling about the world. And I think she's a truly incredible a young lady. And then 2 days later, I saw her book published in every languages in every airport. I'm like, oh, I know that girl. Wow, yeah. I just spoke to her, yeah. So I feel very honored. And sure, you know, if, in the future, obviously, we just met briefly, so we didn't talk about, you know, precise, you know, detailed work. But in the future, if she need me, I would love to help her, of course.
Thank you. My name is Sylviane Zahil from Lorient Le Jour from Beirut. My question, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to do a very good job. My question is regarding the collaboration with Gustavo Dudamel. Do you have any future collaboration with Gustavo Dudamel?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's very interesting in that particular case. Yeah.
He's absolutely one of my top favorite musicians of today. And we also building a fantastic friendship. I went to Venezuela, I went to Caracas, and I visited the whole system of music education. I was deeply touched by every kid in Venezuela, how they work hard on playing music together, you know, not as an individual player, but as a team player. And it's really incredible to see every kid, almost, you know, every kid in Venezuela plays in an orchestra. And the whole system was amazing that I was practicing in the backstage. And there's like a guy who's 18 years old came with a camera. I said, oh, can I finish up? And then we, you know, he said, no, I'm a piano tuner. You know, I want to tune your piano. Is there any problems? And then you see a 15-year-old conductor conducting 7-year-old orchestra. So it's just miracle, you know. And So I learned a lot from Gustavo and from the whole system there, and we would like to work with them in the future as well. Certainly, you know, to have a talent from Venezuela to have such a big impact in the world, it's a fantastic thing for our music world.
There is no more question. We would jointly like to thank the new UN Messenger for Peace, Lang Lang, for having made a UN morning into a very special UN morning. Thank you so much, and thank you to you, members of the UN Press Corps and colleagues, for having joined this morning. Thank you.
Maybe I play one more piece. Yeah, in honor. Yeah. I would like to play a Chinese piece. It's really cool, has a cool name. It's called Seaweed Dance. Shui Cao Wu. It's my new piece, so I'd like to share that. Thank you.